Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How are you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth. And today's topic, we need Doge. We need Doge in a big way. And it's amazing to me when we look at the people that are complaining about it. You know, you get these gatekeepers running around talking to the misinformed or the uninformed or those that are just robotic, that Musk is trying to steal their money. The richest man in the world is trying to steal their money. When they're calling out fraud and abuse, when they see fraud and abuse, when they sit over here telling us that there were more people on Social Security DOES at one way or another than the population. I mean, they just recently took off everyone that's above 120 years old. Not that there's anyone above 120 years old in this country, but they, Social Security records had people over 120 years old. For those that you do not know, the oldest age listed under the Social Security's own database was over 360 years old. Now that's crazy, right? But that's true. And the question is, where did all that money go? You would think that the normal average person would want to know where the money went. These same individuals, basically liberal, woke Democrats, are so upset with Elon Musk that they are willing to go against their very own mantras of saving the environment, destroying Teslas, burning up electric battery cars. Do you know how much pollution that thing on fire causes? Now, I'm personally have never been one for electric cars. They're inefficient. Maybe they'll get better. But I don't mind people that get them. But I've seen videos, and you can go on YouTube, look up electric car vehicle fires. And it takes a lot of energy to put one of those things out. You know, the normal fire truck would not be able to put out an electric car fire. I've even seen where they dumped them in a pit and poured dirt on them. All kinds of things trying to get those batteries fires out. But it seems that these millions and billions of dollars of our money is being funneled into somebody's pocket. I mean, even the Ukrainian Prime Minister or President Zelensky said that they only received approximately a third of the money the United States said they sent to Ukraine. Well, if they've only received a third of it, where did the rest of it go? Where is all the, who's getting these Social Security payments and everything else they're finding? But the left is so, this Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing. When people will go against their own interests, you know, like I said, in California, under Governor Newsom, they made a law, whereas right now you cannot buy a gas-powered lawnmower or weed whacker. And by 2035, you will not be able to buy a new gas-powered vehicle. Everything sold would have to be electric. So you would think that people with that mindset wouldn't be destroying electric cars, that they're so into saving the environment, maybe they would do like these baseball owners do, or football owners or basketball owners when they find some owner that they think is no longer worthy of their occupation, their sport, and they buy them out. But no, they're trying to bankrupt Musk. It'll fail, but they're trying to destroy him while destroying the environment that they claim that they're trying to save. It makes no sense. But I want to give you an example, an extensive letter or article rather from the Daily Wire. Just one example of why we need Doge. I mean, this article is amazing. Let me get up on the screen so we can share it together. Hold on. Let's look at this thing together. This is something else. This is really amazing. Inside the now shuttered federal agency where employees live like reigning kings. This is dated March 19 of this year by Luke, I think it's Razak of the Daily Wire. If this wasn't so crazy, it'd be like a script of a bad movie. Let's see here. Let's get it going. Get my notes lined up with the article. As you can see, you know who that picture belongs to, but no problem. One of seven small federal agencies that President Donald Trump ordered downsized or eliminated on Friday was rife with corruption, with its employees hiring friends and relatives, commissioning paintings of themselves, and using government credit cards to indulge in constant luxuries. That sounds bad. It is bad, but you haven't heard nothing yet. But look at this thing. The Federal Mediation and Conciliation Services, FMCS. Have you ever heard of it? I think not. Neither have I. The Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, okay, occupied a 9-story office tower in D.C.'s K Street with only 60 employees. 9 stories! This big, giant building, 9 stories with 60 employees, many of whom actually worked from home. You could get 60 employees on 1 story of an office building. Easy. Probably not even the whole floor do you need it. But you got a 9-story building with only 60 employees, and we're paying for it. And then, like I said, some of them work from home. Prior to the pandemic, its managers had luxury suites with full bathrooms. One manager would often be in the shower. Now, can you imagine that? When I was working, there was a gym across the street where I used to go to the gym at lunchtime when I wanted to get a workout because I had to drive so far. And I'd take a shower there. But to have a shower in your office that you're working in, that's something. Let's see. One manager would often be in the shower when she was needed, while others used her bathroom as a cigarette lounge. My FMCS, that's Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service that we're not familiar with. When you were familiar with stuff like CIA and FBI and the FAA or stuff like that. But this, who knows what this is? Okay. Excuse me. Where was I? FMCS recorded its director as being on a year-long mission trip to D.C., a years-long mission trip to D.C., so he could have all of his meals and living expenses covered by taxpayers simply for showing up to the office. So this guy, lived in D.C., but used his home address in some other state as where he lived. So he can say that he's on a field trip and all his stuff that he paid for in D.C. where he lived could be written off. I mean, this is, where was the IRS? FMCS is a 230 employee agency that exists to serve as a, get this, voluntary mediator between unions and businesses. So this whole office doesn't even have a function that's required. It serves as a voluntary mediation. So unions and, oh man, let's see, I'm losing my spot. And businesses, if they wanted to, they can avail themselves of the services, but they don't have to. As an independent agency, its director nominally reports to the president, but the agency is so small that, in effect, there is no oversight at all. Of course not. Nobody knows it exists. And it showed becoming a real caricature of all the excesses that the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has alleged takes place in government. This reporter spent a year investigating the agency a decade ago. Wait a minute. They talked about this place a decade ago? And I found egregious and self-serving violations of hiring pay, contracting, and purchase card rules. One thing I could not discover is why the agency actually existed. That's a good question. Other than to provide luxurious lifestyles for its employees. Isn't that something? This person investigated this thing over 10 years ago. That must have been during Obama's time. So between Obama's time, Trump's first time, and Joe's time, nothing's happened. All this agency, it doesn't do anything but pay people. And we got Democrats running around crying because some of these federal workers are going to have to find a job. But we are paying it for their services, taxes through the nose. Okay. Let me see here. Voluntary services. FMCS seemed quite clearly to exist for the benefit of those on its payroll and not much else. One employee told me, let me give you the honest truth. A lot of FMCS employees don't do a hell of a lot, including myself. Personally, the reason that I've stayed is that I just don't feel like working that hard. Plus, the location on K Street is great. Plus, we all have these oversized offices with windows. Plus, management doesn't seem to care if we stay out at lunch a long time. Can you blame me? So that means there's no oversight. And hell, I'm on the payroll. I'm going to get paid. I don't care nothing about if I'm doing anything. I don't care nothing about the government. All I want to do is I'm getting paid. Top FMCS official George Cohan used a recreation and reception fund to order champagne and $200 coasters for his office. I've never seen a $200 coaster. Have you? $200 coasters? I'll pick up some coasters at Walmart. My goodness. And to purchase artwork painted by his wife. His wife paints some artwork. The government pays for it. So his wife paint his picture. He hang it up on the wall and the government pays for it. That's keeping the money in the house. Okay. The tiny agency commissioned paintings of its top employees. Excuse me. As one employee told me, like they were reigning kings and kings or something. I've never seen anything like it before. It spent $2,402 retouching the portrait of someone who briefly held the top job in an acting capacity. So, wow. Okay. FMCS employees unblock. Check this out. Their government credit cards to turn off typical abuse protections. So these people had the capacity to stop whatever monitoring could be on their government credit cards so nobody could check on them. Wow. Because obviously nobody checks on them. I wonder how many other agencies DOGE is going to find like that. See, then use them to apparently fund personal expenses and simply bill anything they'd like to the government. There you go. One employee leased a BMW. Another IT director, James Donen, billed the government for his wife's cell phone, cable TV at both his home and his vacation home, and even his subscription to USA Today. The guy wouldn't even pay for his newspaper. Why spend my money when I got the government to take care of everything? Well, I tell you, boy, it must have been good. Employee Dan W. Funkhauser used his FMCS card to rent a storage unit near his home in rural Virginia, 2 hours from the office he supposedly worked at, which was used to store personal possessions such as a photo album of his dog, Buster. Funkhauser also spent $18,000 at a jewelry store near his house and destroyed all purchase card records upon leaving the agency, the artist said. They ought to make that guy pay that back. When Charles Burton retired from FMCS, he incorporated an LLC to which another FMMC employee paid, check this out, $85,000 using his purchase card. What kind of limit do they have on that thing? Listing it as a call center service, even though the company had neither a website nor a working phone. Money, 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 money. When an accountant, Carol Booth, blew the whistle on financial abuses to the General Services Administration, these folks are supposed to be a watchdog group, which manages purchase cards and contracting, Cohen forced her to send an email, which he wrote under her name, rescinding her statement. Ow! Check. So the guy spent $85,000 on some crap. When this woman was going to report it, he makes her unreport it. This is some amazing stuff, people. Look at this. It only gets better. Like something out of The Office, the employee spent an inordinate amount of time and money congratulating one another for being employees there and engaging in work that really amounted to pampering themselves. Hey, you got a job where you do nothing, where half the time you don't show up, and not only do you don't have any office expenses, but you pay your personal expenses through the office. Why not congratulate each other? I mean, that's a win-win-win for you. And screw, screw, screw the government and me and the rest of y'all. One purchase was for $30,000 on trinkets marking employees' anniversaries. The agency office was absurdly oversized, but it refused to move. Hey, you got 60 people at a 9-story building. Why should we downsize? It hired a consultant from the halfway improvement project to decorate. It had an in-house gym for employees and purchased a $1,000 TV for the gym. This is what blew my mind. A $3,867 ice maker and a $560 stereo. Now, my question is this. I want to see that ice maker. That thing must be something else. I mean, the ice maker costs more than the stereo or the TV. I mean, $3,867 for an ice maker? What did that thing do? You know, shoot the cubes in your glass? I mean, wow. The expenses that were actually business related were hardly better. It paid, for example, $895 for Susan Nitcher's enrollment in the English Essentials, a grammar refresher course. Wait a minute, these are government employees on the federal DAW. Employees working for the people, but they need English Essential. I thought they would know that stuff before they even get employed. Of course. And $735 for Lakeisha Stewart to attend listening and memory skill development course. Okay. FMCS used federal jobs as a spigot of money for friends and relatives. Allison Beck, a former union lawyer who became a top FMCS official, employed her sister-in-law as a special assistant, and an inspector general found evidence that she tried to create a high-level job for a friend. Nepotism and anything else. If I can get away with it, I'm getting it. Obviously, that's what these people were thinking. FMCS employees allegedly steered contracts to friends, allowing them to write the statement of work that would be used to choose the contract winner, resulting in, of course, their own selection. Such trainees were paid $1,500 per day per person to train FMCS staff, plus $163 an hour for travel. Man. Boy, it must have been good. That's some good stuff. I mean, these people were living high on the hog. They probably had FMCS pay their taxes when they filed, if they filed. But anyway, let's continue. When a low-level employee eventually said the extra travel pay ran afoul of federal rules, a contractor made clear he viewed it as an entitlement. Huffing, work we have successfully performed for the agency for more than a decade. For more than a decade, they've been getting, these people must, their houses, their cars, their lifestyle. Oh man, these people must have been living great. At great personal sacrifice, poor thing. I should add, will be taken away unless we comply in an unquestioning manner with your edit. Eat it. Scott Beckenbaugh, a top agency official, was paid $174,000 a year. But that wasn't enough. He had his duty station listed as Iowa so that he could have all of his living expenses and food paid for in D.C., where he lived and worked. Look at that, folks. That's what I'm talking about. These people clean up. You know, I'm going to expense everything to the government. And we got people running around here mad because DOGE is finding this stuff. We never knew about this madness. This is just one small agency. Bear that in mind. Just one. If they've been screwing us over with this place, what about the bigger places? Okay, as if he was on a six-year-long business trip. The IRS, everybody should get this guy and hang him by his thumbs. When an employee raised the issue, not literally, figuratively, make him pay the taxes, all right? When an employee raised the issue to an agency lawyer, the lawyer told him he should not raise these issues. Wow. It would open a can of worms. Well, I bet it would. FMCS hired a former mail carrier who lived in Pennsylvania, Lou Ann Glasser, for a high-level D.C.-based job and agreed to pay for her to stay in a hotel for half of every month, even though it would have been easy to find someone better qualified who didn't need to be put up in a hotel to simply do her job. Excuse me. Paul Voigt, a human resources official, was listed as living in D.C., even though he actually lived in Wisconsin, in order to fraudulently obtain higher cost of living pay. Voigt's boss was Arthur Perlstein, who left the agency to become a law professor and was then rehired after his academic career imploded in a plagiarism scandal. His first move in his new job was terminating an independent investigation into FMCS staff abusing taxpayer funds for personal gain. Well, yeah, okay, he was there making it, living it. He went out there, tried to get a real job, and got busted, it seems. Then he came back, and I got to stop folks from finding out what's going on. My, my, my. Cohen, for his part, steered work to his previous employer, despite signing ethic forms saying he would not. Many of the agency's top employees live outside of the typical Washington, D.C. commuting area and only stop in the area occasionally. Remember when Trump and Musk were saying everybody needs to start coming to the office? Everybody needs to come back to work so they can find out who the heck is getting paid, so they can find out who the heck is working. When they said, we need you to fill out this thing, to list five things you did this week, they're trying to find out where the money is going. Your money, my money. Musk doesn't need our money. Matter of fact, all this stuff is costing Musk money. Musk is doing this out of a patriotic respect for the country, for the president, and for the fact that he can see that we are on a road to implosion and a country bankruptcy. And from what we're reading and from what I'm seeing and from what the steps Trump is putting into place, it was totally unnecessary. It's just waste, fraud, and abuse. The swamp is sucking in the money and the people that are getting paid don't want it to stop. But you have a lot of stupid people that aren't getting paid. They're actually getting screwed, defending, trying to stop him from finding out what's going on. Why? Because they're stupid people and they just do what they're told. Let's see. In an era before telework was routine, its CFO, Fran Leonard, would come to the office twice a week but leave by 2 p.m. The agency had inexplicitly an office in Honolulu. Okay, I got to go to the office in Honolulu and take care of some business next week. You know, while I'm there, I might as well stay and get caught up with what's going there. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. It funded constant travel of its employees to exotic locales on the pretext that it was drumming up business for the federal agency. Remember, this is a voluntary office set aside from unions and businesses for voluntary mediation. They had to talk to you. Nothing's required. You can basically sit around here and twiddle your thumbs. So you talking about drumming up business? Yeah, right. Okay. An admission that there was little demand for the agency's existence. Yes. In 1 month, Beck traveled to Italy and Switzerland, where she conducted a business meeting over video chat. She could have stayed home and did that. Then she went to Tunisia and an island off the coast of Georgia. She flew first class and forced the agency to reimburse her for mileage when she drove to her vacation home in Maine. I tell you, man, they got it great. And they're screwing around the average citizen. And many of the average citizens are going around believing the nonsense that they tell them while they're getting screwed. And they're just laughing at you. Just laughing at you while they put the money in their pocket. No wonder they're raising so much hell with Trump and Musk. Folks are scared they're going to go to jail. They're scared they're going to go to jail. They tried to lock Trump up. They tried to kill him. They tried to do everything they could to get rid of him. And now they're trying to get a bunch of judges to stop him. This kind of stuff right here, it comes out into the public. Somebody's got to pay the piper. And it's just too much garbage. And this one agency, it's saying, oh, these folks need to go to jail. But once you start going through the whole country, the whole government, what, they got like 2 million employees? Oh, no. Waste, fraud, and abuse is rampant. The agency's existence is predicated on the idea that it is an impartial mediator, biased neither towards labor or nor management, but its staff largely comes from a union background, and it gave out grants to promote union membership. But it was too incompetent to do much ideological damage. Its employees' comfort always came before helping unions. See, they ain't trying to help the union. They ain't trying to help management, really. They're helping themselves. At least that's the way I read it. Anyone could request cash grants from the agency. The requirement that they mention some nexus with unions. However, tortured. It doled out a seemingly random assortment of giveaways to private businesses, perhaps because they were the only ones who knew the grants existed. Wow, so there was money to be got if you knew what to do. It gave $63,000 to a hospital that went bankrupt, $51,000 to a child care company to help it pay government licensing fees, and $57,000 to a company to strengthen a culture of continuous improvement to drive us to world-class excellence. What that means, I don't know. Have no idea. But all I know is that was $57,000. What surprised the most about FMCS investigation was what happened afterwards. Noted, an inspector general made a referral to the FBI, but there were no prosecutions. The FBI. Instead, President Barack Obama nominated a chief subject of the investigation to a top job. Ta-da! Starting to sound like something. Somebody knows somebody to stop the stuff and get the money. A decade later, Trump was done when even the agency's own employees said, should happen, shut it down. Well, I think that's the end of that. Isn't that something else? Doge. We need Doge. If nothing else, this told you how much we need Doge. I just spent 35 minutes reading about one agency one agency that Trump's trying to shut down, one agency that most of us probably never even heard of, one agency that didn't do anything, that had no serious responsibility. One agency that apparently had a blank check and its employees had a blank check for themselves. One agency full of waste, abuse, and fraud. The American people shouldn't have to go through that. We've been hearing for years how Social Security is going to be bankrupt and this year, that year. We've been reading for years about how we have this gigantic deficit, that how we take in $4 trillion a year in taxes, but we spend $6 trillion off the top. We need to get rid of $2 trillion just so we don't go higher. And how they're trying to cut out $1 trillion in DOGE, and they're trying to stimulate another $1 trillion through tariffs while they're trying to manage what we got to see what's necessary or not. And we got all these people, the people that's burning up the Teslas, the people that's calling Trump and Musk, Hitler and Nazis and all this stuff. And of course, we got the people like these folks in the FMCS and other agencies that are getting paid that don't want it to stop. How many people do we have with common sense? How many people do we have with integrity? How many people do we have that wants our country to succeed? I mean, this is horrible, people. This is horrible. We shouldn't live this way. We shouldn't act this way. If we're going to be American citizens, we need to act responsible. We need to think about the fact that our children are going to inherit this country sooner or later, or our grandchildren. And then what are they going to think of us? What did we leave them with? Poverty and debt? Or did we make a foundation that they can grow on? Did we leave them with the ability to look forward, or they're going to be constantly struggling trying to pay for the past? We need DOGE. We need DOGE not only at the federal level, we need it at the state and the local level. We need government to be responsible. And in order for government to be responsible, we need those in government to act responsible. They need to start off by, number one, you know, I love how the left always talks about no one is above the law. And yet, they are the ones that are fighting tooth and nail to stop us from deporting these 20 million something odd people that have just crossed the border in the last 4 years. Many of these politicians are saying, these folks didn't do anything. They didn't break any crimes. Yes, the murderers and the rapists and stuff like that, maybe we need to get rid of them. Although a judge tried to make Trump bring back 200 and something of these 10 Aragua, or whatever the hell the name is, criminals that were sent to El Salvador or San Salvador or whatever it is. So they don't even want us to get those folks out of there. We need to get them all out. You know, but the fact of it is when we get politicians that say the vast majority didn't break the law, those politicians are lying. Everyone that came here illegally without permission broke the law. All of them. And they expect you and I to obey the law. And they got people like these folks at the MS or FMCS breaking the law all the time. You got government officials that are constantly doing stuff, spending our money illegally. Maybe this is why the Epstein files are so hard to come out, because we're going to find out maybe there's more people in higher levels of service that will be implicated. Well, whether folks in the government were at Epstein's island or partnering with Diddy, the truth needs to come out. Whether they're Democrats or Republicans, the truth needs to come out. The only way this country is going to survive is through the truth of the Constitution being applied equally. of the judges not doing lawfare, but exercising the law in a judicious manner that they were called upon and they took an oath to affirm, where the politicians will only act stupid like politicians act when they're trying to get elected, but when they'll get in the office, they will do the job, where the executive branch will be allowed to execute properly and have people in there that will do that job. Other than that, we're going to lose this country. If we keep insisting on stupid stuff, like men can go and shower with women, whereas boys can sit over there and compete with girls. If we keep fighting those dumb battles, when I mean fighting them, I'm talking about the people that are advocating that lunacy, we're going to destroy this country. The Chinese ain't doing that crap. The Russians ain't doing that crap. The people that we need to stand up against are making their men strong and masculine. They're telling their women to be women. This country is not even exercising fertility. We are not up to the 2.1% needed to repopulate. None of the demographics are. Maybe the Hispanics, but the blacks certainly aren't. And if we don't have the 2.1%, we're going to erode as a country. We need folks that respect marriage, that respect the idea that we need babies in this country, babies born from citizens. We don't need to change the culture from without. We need to grow the culture from within. We need honesty, truth, integrity. We need folks to start living based on the Constitution and, dare I say, a biblical worldview. Other than that, we're not going to make it. And we need folks like Musk and Doge to root out this nonsense that I've just shared with you. This is just one place, folks. We had like 2 million people work for the federal government, as far as I understand. We need to find out what's going on. Like I said, they had millions of people, over 110, on Social Security, where a lot of these folks cannot even be alive anymore. We need to clean up the whole shebang. If I'm expected to obey the law, if I'm expected to be a responsible citizen, I would expect everybody in government to be responsible citizens. Our federal, state, and local. I would expect every other citizen to be responsible. You can vote for whatever party you want, but that party needs to stand up for the basic fundamental rights and responsibilities dictated under the Constitution. And if they don't, you need to get rid of that party. You need to get the heck away from them. And they need to stand up for common sense and decency. Boys have no business being in girls' restrooms. Cutting off the testicles of little boys and the breasts of little girls is anathema. Even if you ain't a believer, you should have enough sense to know that that's crazy. Grown men trying to go into women's bathrooms because they identify as a woman is madness. Those people are mentally ill or they're perverts, which makes them mentally ill too. And weak beta males that don't stand up against this stuff are useless. Men need to be men. There's nothing toxic about being a man. It never has been. Yes, there's men that might be obnoxious. Sometimes men do things that are stupid. But that doesn't stop you from being a man. We need to be men. Men need to stand up and be responsible. And women, I don't even understand that, the liberal woman. For years, I read about, we need to break the glass ceiling. We need to get equal pay for women. We need to do all this stuff with women on the same playing field. And yet, I'm watching these same women nowadays. If somebody asks them, well, what is a woman? Oh, anyone that says they're one. They're watching these boys run rock shot over their girls in track meets, just beating them with enormous times, setting records that would never be duplicated because men and women are different. Girls are biologically inferior to boys when it comes to strength and speed and stamina. They were made that way. Girls can have babies, boys can't. Now they're stupid people or mentally ill people that will tell me right now, oh yeah, yeah, a trans man can have a baby. There's no such thing as a trans man. There's no such thing as a trans woman. There are men and there are women, and then there are men and women who mutilate themselves and might have some kind of mental issue with identifying. But God made them male and he made them female. He didn't make them anything else. Anything else is of the devil. Anything else, you know. And parents need to be ashamed of themselves. I saw a video the other day. I'm sure it went viral of this guy had this tuxedo dress on and his daddy came and as a chauffeur dressed similar to him to take him to the prom. This guy had his hair like a woman, had long fingernails on. Sitting over here fanning himself because he's crying. I'm sure you've probably seen the thing. It's been all over the place. And then I guess it's the mother or somebody celebrating this event. It's one of the sickest, saddest things I've seen. Total beta male, you know, emasculating his own son. Instead of raising him to be a man, I don't know what the dynamics of their relationship was, but there's too much of that going on these days. God called boys to grow up and be men. I don't apologize for being a man. I don't apologize for trying to raise my son to be a man. I'm not saying that man shouldn't love his son. He should always love his son, but he should tell his son, son, I love you, but I can't endorse this nonsense. I'm here to help you be a man, but I'm not endorsing the feminization of my seed, the destruction of my prodigy. And if we as a society continue on this course, we won't have a nation. The Russians, the communists, Chinese, none of them have to worry about us because we're going to implode from within. The destruction of the family, the destruction of our culture, and the destruction of our government through waste, fraud, and abuse. It's time for Americans to take responsibility. It's time for us to stand up and take responsibilities that each and every one of us have as an American citizen. We need to hold our country accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable. We need to hold our families accountable. We need to stand up, each one of us, to hold up this nation and do our part. Those of us that are older need to mentor the younger. We need to tell them the truth, whether it's painful or not. Those of us that are younger, we need to grow this country. We need to find husbands and wives and repopulate. God told us to fill the earth and raise those children up in a godly manner. And all of us need to resist the woke wickedness that's perpetrating itself throughout the land. We need to tell these Hollywood people, these so-called gatekeepers, these entertainers, whoever the heck they are, stay out of our life. If you give us something worth watching, we'll watch it. But don't try to program us into believing and accepting nonsense because we're not going to deal with it. We look for you to entertain. We don't look for you to tell us how to vote. We don't look for you to tell us how to live. We don't look for you to tell us what is good and what is bad. We're going to learn that from our families. And if you're going to feed us nonsense, We're going to reject the nonsense and we're going to reject you. So we can save this country. If we start teaching civics back in the schools, if we start putting back a godly foundation for our families, and if each and every one of us stand up for what is right and don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings. If little Johnny loves to play out in the street, you know, because it makes him happy, are you going to let little Johnny play out in the street? No, you're going to make him get out the street because he's going to get his butt ran over if he stays out there. The same principle applies to Big Johnny, Big Annie, anybody. If we need to stand up for what's right, we need to make this country great again. It's Sam Tolley, and I'm out.